This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. My name's Katie. It's 3 minutes to two, and finally, I have the fantastic Dan Horgan on air from on the phone from LA. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Katie. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. What a relief.
Yeah, I was definitely at a moment where I was saying, heaven help me now as I'm dialing. The song came to life and it was a whole new meaning.
Yes, that is the name of your new song, and I'm going to play it in a minute. But look, for people who might not know who you are, why don't you give us a little potted history of who Dan Horgan is and what he does?
A history of Dan Horgan? Well, I am a music artist, and I came from Visalia, that's in California. And I moved to LA about 10 years ago to pursue music, and it's been going great since, and I'm just making music, playing my guitars and pianos, and working with some really great people, and just making my way through the world, making my own space.
Brilliant. So, I mean, there's a great scene there in West Hollywood in particular, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a great scene over here. It's a melting pot. There's so many different kinds of music artists, and so it's great to see so many people develop and start here and continue here and stop in through here.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Now, look, I don't know if you were listening to the show before, but I'm a huge fan of Adam Lambert. I believe you might know him. And he comes from that scene as well.
Yeah, I don't know him. It's weird. I mean, I know a lot of people that know him, but I don't know him.
Okay. But no, it's funny. I mean, it's the same. It's the same in any city, I think. If you work in the music scene and you do gigs and you sort of see the same people and you know you have mutual friends and you all support each other.
Yeah, it's really great. I mean, ever since I started doing music and when he got on American Idol, it was just really cool to watch a person like him with that much talent. And, you know, he wasn't out on the show. I didn't watch that year.
Yep.
I knew he was in there. But he wasn't out on the show. But when he did come out, it was really cool because it was like no one... At least, I don't think anybody really cares.
No, I don't think so either. But let's talk about you, Dan. Now, look, we've played you on Joy before.
Yeah.
Because you're an out and proud artist, and we love to support out and proud artists here at Joy. This new song, Heaven Help Me Now, I love it. I've been listening to it over the past week in preparation for the show, and it gets in your head.
Yeah, I mean, it stuck in my head.
tell us about how it came to be.
Heaven Help Me Now. Well, I was actually home in Visalia for the holidays at the end of 2010, and I was in my old room, and I just was kind of like... It was like pen to paper. It was like, okay, I felt a little stuck kind of creatively, and I really wasn't sure what was happening internally, so I was just like, okay, write the truth right now. And the truth was, at the time, was that I wanted to be let go of all the lies that I had believed, meaning like, you know, there's a lot of pressure, and a lot of people will tell you, oh, you know, you should either look like this or you should do this kind of music or you should work with this person to make your career flourish. And it was right after I had released Now I Only, actually.
Yep.
And it was just kind of like I wanted to be me and I wanted to go about making my own career naturally. I didn't want to have to necessarily feel pressured to work with anybody just because it would gain me exposure. I don't think that
yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I trust my own capabilities, and everything happens at the right time.
And good-o. That's great. And in this day and age when so many musicians are producing music independently and putting it out on places like SoundCloud and YouTube, it's you can do that, can't you?
We can what, I'm sorry?
You can be true to yourself and put out your music the way you want to put it out.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, when I started writing music and recording music, I always really hoped, and it was important for me as an artist to retain creative control. And along with that comes the responsibility to produce it as well.
Yeah.
So with not being signed to a label right now, I'm able to do things at my own pace.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm not sure if you knew about this Kickstarter that I did last year. It was actually called Heaven Help Me Now.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, and it was great, and I met the goal, and there was so much support from Twitter. And,
oh, that's lovely.
And hey to everybody on Twitter that supported me as well.
Like, yes.
Thank you guys so much. But, you know, I started writing music for this EP, and I wanted it to be very, like, inspirational, and I wanted to, like, you know, inject hope into people and let them believe in who they really are.
Yep.
And when I sat down to write it, I felt all this pressure because I was like, okay, I have to write the album by this point. I have to record it by this point. And when I sat down, I looked at all the tracks that I had put together and the music, and I was just like, you know, to be honest with you, I'm meeting the goals that I put out, but I didn't believe in the work. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, it became too clinical, if you will, or technical. It was like, mm-hmm. I set out to do that, and it didn't really come from my heart. The intent was true. Like, I wanted it to like, I've always wanted to inspire people, because, I mean, I don't know, I just do.
Yeah.
But, you know, I started to write down in all of these hopeful tracks, believe in who you are, and it's really hard to listen to someone go, you're worth it, and, you know, like, you know, you're beautiful. If that's all they're preaching, then, I mean, I just can't relate to people like that.
Yeah.
So I was depressed, and I needed to write about that depression because, I mean, no one just walks around completely optimistic all of the time. I think
it's true.
Lot of, you know, and the world and Facebook and Twitter is you know, everyone's talking about, like, I'm so positive today, and I'm so happy, and I'm just counting my blessings. And sometimes you just don't.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're depressed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's absolutely okay to feel that way.
Yes,
it's
indeed.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we're all humans, and so we have to feel the highs and the lows. So.
I'm talking to Dan Hogan on the phone from LA about his new single, Heaven Help Me Now. And so, yeah, that's what it's about, right?
Yeah, it's about the highs and lows.
Yeah, excellent. No, look, I am an optimistic person. I try and be positive too, but of course I get depressed and I'm not positive all the time. I sometimes go to Twitter to find some positivity that helps me, and usually I can, but other times I go there and I help people out who are having a bad day. So, yeah, that's what you're doing with the music, hopefully, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, and even the words in Heaven Help Me Now is just like, I'm so sick of losing weight and doing drugs. I think all the world perhaps has been on a diet that they don't want to be on. You know what I mean?
Yes, like, yes, yes.
It's like, you know, we all want to let go of all that and just be human. And, you know, we're not all supposed to be skinny. And so, yeah, I hope that... admitting my problems will let other people feel okay about having their own problems.
Yeah.
And that's the step into being optimistic and happy with who you are.
Yeah.
So.
Dan, I was watching the lyric video for Heaven Help Me Now on YouTube last night, and that's very intriguing. It's your mouth, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of saying the words, and sometimes the words are up in type. But tell me about making that video.
That video? Well, it was kind of funny. I had watched, you know, I really wanted to do a lyric video for this because the lyrics are really important to me. And I'm so glad that those even exist, because now with the technology, no one really goes out and purchases hardcore copies. So a lot of people don't get the liner notes. And those liner notes come the lyrics. So now everyone's just kind of like learning them. But this gives a home.
Yeah.
So when I thought about it, I was looking at a lot of other people's, and there were all these like graphics and words coming out of, you know, balloons and all that stuff. And I was like, you know what? This is coming from my mouth. So let's have it come from my mouth.
Yeah. It's like, it's kind of confronting in a way to watch just your mouth there. If you haven't listened to it, probably won't have seen it, but it's like your nose downwards. It's that part of your face. And you have a very expressive mouth.
Well, I mean, I watch a lot of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Love that show.
I mean, I love the girls on there. I mean, those are great artists. And I so trust and believe, if I ever had to lip sync for my life, I could do so.
Sasha, you stay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And I'm lost and everything.
Okay. Now, Dan, it is Radiothon time here at Joy 94.9, and we're asking people to call 1300-JOY-949 to sign up or renew their membership. What would you say to people about Joy 94.9 and having a lesbian and gay radio station?
Well, I have to say, I think it's really important, and I think that you are redirecting where radio is and heading, and with pioneers like Joy 94.9, it's really important to support these kinds of efforts, because, I mean, you're the only ones that are doing it right now, and you're at the head of that. You're spearheading this new kind of frontier where it's not just all about mainstream radio, and you're bringing people like myself who, you know, want to find a home on the radio, a home. So you're letting me live here, which is wonderful, and thank you so much. So please support Joy 94.9 FM. It's really important.
Thanks very much, Dan. That's lovely to hear. And yes, we will continue to support LGBT artists like yourself. And thank you for the music. Thank you for calling. And I'll hopefully speak to you again.
Yeah, Katie, thank you so much for having me, and thanks, everyone. And please, please call Joy 94.9 and please donate.
Brilliant. And you can find Dan everywhere on the web. He is at on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram, mostly under Dan Holguin Music or The Dan Holguin.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.